CBA Mobile. KB4CBA.
I'm doing good. Just probably going to get home and have quite a few little yard honeydews, but I'm definitely doing good.
Now, I'm headed to play tennis right now, but my grass is just about ready to be cut for the first time. It's Bermuda sod, and it comes out late, so it's still, part of it's still brown.
Yeah, I've cut mine probably about three times already.
Once I start, it'll be turning green in the next few days, so I'm not holding my breath. But I gotta get to it.
I love my daughter very much, but I just don't understand it where she's 26 years old and has a very small area, like a 30 by 30 around her house that actually has grass and needs cutting, and she's paying somebody to do that.
I wonder why they charge her for that. That's, just to come out and do it, you know. Golly dang. But anyway, well, I guess if you don't want to cut grass and you got the money, you might as well spend it.
Well, only one part of that is right. She just doesn't want to cut the grass. She doesn't have a super bunch of money, like I said. Even has a self-propelled mower. That's what I don't understand.
I'm glad I've got one. I've got a pretty good sized yard. I mean, it's just a tad less than an acre, but it's plenty to cut. And I'm glad to have the self-propelled, because it would be tough, you know, doing it, having to push it. On that yard, because I'm about wore out. My backyard is just a big hill, and it's a pain in the rear end to cut. Plus, I've got the sweet gum balls all over the place, and I'm always slipping on those things.
Yeah, the mower that she has is a push mower, but like I said, it has the self-propelled gears and stuff on it.
Mine's, I don't know how old it is, but one of my brother-in-laws gave it to me because it wouldn't run, and I just, all it needed was the carburetor needed cleaning, so I just cleaned it out and got all the old gunky gas out of it, and it was like Vaseline jelly in the carburetor bowl. And but once I got it all cleaned out, it's run good ever since.
Those fixes are always good to have.
Yeah, I've always been a mechanic, and heck, I've been taking mowers apart before I was in double digits, so, you know, just for the heck of it. And so this was just cake for me, and I knew it would run because I was squirting starting fluid in it, and it would bypassing the carburetor, and it would fire off. So I knew it was just the carburetor, and that was an easy fix with just take it off and blow out all the ports and squirt some brake clean or whatever you got, gum out or something like that through all the ports, and clean out the bowl. bowl. You should have seen that bowl. It looked like, it looked just like Vaseline jelly. That's what that gas, what is it? 10% ethanol, that's what it'll do. That's what it do to your mowers, or your car for that matter, if you let it sit around long enough.
In your younger days, how many mowers did you take apart and didn't quite get back together?
That one more time.
In your younger days of doing the mowers, how many did you take apart and did not quite get back together correctly where they didn't run?
Oh, really? Really none. Well, one I found in the barn, in my grandmother's barn, in pieces. And let me make sure I got the repeater. So I asked her what it was doing there. I said, "Can I put it back together?" And she said, "Yeah." And I did, but it was all torn up. It wasn't going to run anyway. Because when I was younger, I put river sand in from my sandbox in the gas tank, and my dad didn't know it. He started it up and started cutting grass with it, and it just tore that thing all to pieces inside.
Did he ever find out about it?
Now, the only reason I know about it is because, they told me about it. I was probably 3, maybe 4 years old, so I didn't know, I didn't know any better back then, and I didn't get punished for it, but, if I'd been older and knew better, then I'm sure I would have got a spanking.
If you'd have definitely been older, you're probably still a little bit sore to sit down.
It wouldn't have been too good if I'd been a little bit older, but that was back. That was back before 1960. Shows you how old I was. So anyway. Well, I tell you, I've already played tennis once today, but I guess I just didn't get enough.
I went out and walked around the building for during my lunch break, and then came back to work.
Building 10 square feet.
No, I'm not sure if you've ever seen the county square across from the auditorium where you pay your taxes. So it's probably it takes about 15-20 minutes to walk up to one of the main streets, come back around. It'll take about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know County Square. I know what you're talking about. Well, well, yeah, that's a pretty good walk. So, but anyway, yeah, I usually mail mine in. Thank goodness, I don't have to hang around and wait in line.
If they've resolved the issue with the paperwork, the paper that they print the tax receipt and the information on yet?
Well, that I don't know. Huh. Well, I thought I had me a parking place, but I guess somebody got it. Oh, me. Yep. I pulled into a lower lot, and because I saw a parking place. Then when I went to... came back around to get it, and it's full. So either I was seeing things, or it wasn't empty to begin with.
Last week, Chad was mentioned that he had not got the actual sticker in the decal for his taxes yet, and he was going to go down there and find out why. And one of my friends told me, and because they were asked the same thing, and the DMV actually told them, and the Department of Highway Patrol told them that there's the paper shortage they actually print those on, that just to hold on to your receipt, and if you get stopped for that issue, just show them that you've paid your taxes, and they've been told to not give you a ticket for it.
Yeah, that's usually the case. I'm just glad, you know, they'll do that, because we have been in a situation where they wouldn't, we didn't get our little sticker for our tag, and what happens is, most of the time, they didn't mail it, and we wait too long, and to pay our taxes, and then they charge us a fee, like a late fee, and we have to actually go to the DMV and pay that, or they'll give us our tag.
That's kind of odd, because I've had to pay mine online late before, and it just takes a little while longer, but they'll eventually send the decal out to you.
We haven't had that experience. We usually have to go get it, but anyway. But I've just got my wife to pay. She pays it, and I just told her, I said, you know, just go ahead and pay it as soon as the taxes come in. Don't wait, you know, till the last minute, and that's what she does, and we get our sticker in the mail, and no problem. It's just if you wait till the last minute, and then you get stuck with having to go get the dang thing.
Yeah, my daughter, you know, waited a long time and well past the time frame of getting it, and then she said by then she goes, she had her mortgage and everything came due, and mentioned that she didn't have the money to do both. I'm going, well, I will definitely pay it, but you're going to pay me back.
I remember watching the one of the Blue Bloods when they're telling the two boys, great-grandpa and grandpa, are telling them about, you know, college and having to pay your own bills, and they said, well, and so if you can't, if you've got your car payment and your rent and you can't pay both of them, pay your rent because you need a place to live, but you can do without your car.
And especially in areas like that where you've got taxis and other modes of transportation.
But it was a hoot watching, looking at them, because they were, their eyes were just bugging out, and it was like they were trying to take all this in, you know, about, you know, living on your own and everything, having to be responsible for, you know, paying all your bills and stuff, and they were just like, I guess they were kind of freaking out or something, but it was funny. Oh, me. Well, I'm going to jump out of here. I got a game in about a little over 10 minutes, and so I'm going to, I got to change shoes and get inside, check in, and then get out on the court. So I guess I better run. You have a good drive home, safe drive home, and I'll talk to you later, Lloyd. Always good to talk to you, and I'll stick around for your final 73 KB4 or CBA.
All right, sir, enjoy your tennis, and I'll definitely talk with you another time. It's KO4 PXB.